KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's now official. Jazz owner Ryan Smith is the owner of an NHL team. Now just to figure out where they'll play long term and what they'll be called. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobate.
Second, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students claims he was not in Idaho the night of the murders. Brian Koberger's lawyers say he was out on a late night hike in Washington. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
At this point, I'm going to tell drivers avoid southbound I-15. Southbound Bangor, and that's between 5400 South through West Jordan. We may have an accident prior to 90th South, and you have heavy delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up as we head into the weekend, I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 55 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jury of 12 people and one alternate has been seated in former President Trump's history-making hush money porn star criminal trial in New York. Only five more alternates need to be picked. The judges ordered the media not to report on where potential jurors have worked, to be careful about revealing information about them. This after one juror was dismissed when she expressed concerns about being outed. On leaving court today, the defendant.
They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame.
The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution recommending observer state of Palestine be granted full United Nations membership. The White House says a meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials was to happen today during the Pentagon briefing. The spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder.
The White House was hosting a session today with senior Israeli representatives to discuss the Rafah situation.
This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports on the news that we're finally getting an NHL team. Utahns have not been shy in expressing excitement, but how do the Coyote players feel? They're going to be moving up here. Joining me live from Phoenix, KSL TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth. Sam, you've been talking to people down there. Are they depressed, or do people in Phoenix not really care?
I think the fan base, for sure, they're not very happy. They're pretty sad about it. The ones that showed up at the game last night expressed their sadness over losing this hockey team. But overall, there's a lot of excitement within the organization, especially from the players. They are excited to get to Utah.
I was figuring some of them might never have been to Salt Lake City, and this is going to be a fresh new experience. But now they have to put their houses up for sale. They have to move up here. It's quite an event in their lives.
It really is. And multiple players even reference that, you know, this isn't just business. This is lives and families that are being affected by this, because there are multiple players that have families that, you know, their kids are in school here and now they're going to have to move them and things like that. It's things that a lot of us can relate to when we've had to move for work or for whatever other reasons and uproot your family and move on. It's never an easy process. These players know that. But they also understand the business side of the NHL, and at any given moment, that could be the thing if they get traded away or released from a team that they'd have to move anyway.
Now, I understand this is a very young team, a lot of 25 and 24-year-olds, and they really haven't been around the block yet. But are there some names that we should know as they get ready for next season?
Yeah, for sure. I think one name that I'm really excited to watch out there on the ice is Logan Cooley, and he's only 19. A rookie that played in all 82 games this year. He's one of six players on this team to score 20 or more goals this season. That's one player to definitely keep an eye on. Another player, Josh Doan, another rookie. He's about 23 years old, has only played in 11 games this year, but in those 11 games has 9 points. So he has a very bright future. His dad is a 21-year NHL, a former NHL player, so he's got the pedigree. And then the goalkeeper is another guy I'm really excited about, Connor Ingram. Who led the league, or second in the league in shutouts this year. Everything seems to be trending in the right direction for this team for when they hit the ground in Utah to be ready to succeed.
Well, if these guys are just getting into the league, they've only been playing in front of 4,500 people since the beginning of their NHL careers. Maybe it's going to be quite a shock when the home team puts 18,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think Utah fans are going to blow their skates off, you know, when they first hit the ice and hear how loud and how passionate they are. Because even last night, with about 4,500 fans in attendance at last night's game, these players were saying, you know, this was a great atmosphere. It was a great playoff atmosphere. And maybe that's the best atmosphere they've had all year. but it's only going to be three times better when they get to Utah.
All right, thanks a lot. KSL-TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth, your work's done there. Are you coming home from Phoenix?
We will tomorrow. We'll be back in time for anything else that happens.
All right, we'll see you back here at Broadcast House. Thanks a lot, Sam.